So hello and welcome. You're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs. And my conversation today is really about what happens when you're in a slump. Ugh. What happens when nothing seems like it is coming together easily for you? And what can you move and shift and change inside of you? And I want to say, like, it seems to always come down to what can I be or do different myself in my day? Because this place of kind of sluggishness, and I've been just up against this for the last month, and I look at my energy, which is normally quite contributive and normally quite expansive, and you know, I've been doing some work with energy shifts, and I've been doing some work with the energy pulls, and it's kind of like, huh, I wonder what this is. I wonder what this change is. And partly one of the things that happens as you start having breakthroughs is there's a whole piece of you that kind of falls off and falls apart. There's kind of a chip of the iceberg that you lose. And now your space is so different that it might be hard for you to navigate it first. And you may not be aware, you know, it kind of reminds me of someone who maybe loses 50 pounds or 75 pounds. And when people see that person, now this is really obvious because it's a weight loss, right? They don't quite know, they want to interact with them, but it's so different than the person was before, right? So where are you so different than you were even 6 months ago? And is it possible that people are kind of like, huh, how do I talk to that person now? Who is that person now? And especially if you start getting just on fire with your entrepreneur business, you can turn off people who are just kind of hanging out on the couch doing nothing because they're kind of feeling like, hey, how could I live like that person so on fire? And they might feel strange around you. So here's my recommendation. You know, sometimes you have to get even bigger. Sometimes you have to expand even more. And it isn't always comfortable. And it could be that there are times when, you know, it really is true that you're in a slump, that nothing's working, that things aren't flowing. But it could also be that you're getting ready to shift into a completely new vibration that is going to shake and shift the roots of your very being. This year is really an opportunity for ascension. There's a huge amount of planetary movements and shifts to help our planet shift into a higher vibration. Unfortunately, a lot of times when there's that much change, you can actually shift worse. Like you can make it. It's like you can kind of like get overwhelmed by how much change is possible. Wow, there was some energy on that. Oh, so if we could just in this space have some kindness for you and have some gentleness towards you. Yeah. Just kind of ask for a forgiveness of your shifts and changes as people adjust to this new way of being in the world, which is very different from anything that isn't this. So anything you've been before, it's really different than who you are today. And that is the whole entrepreneur spirit that I love, is that you don't have to be stuck into a set practice of every single day commitments. You can actually start adding new businesses, adding new business functionality. You can add new projects, and you can always look at where would I like to be 5 years from now and what kinds of things match that energy. Yeah, right? I really did want to touch on getting out of a slump because I've definitely had some slumpish activity level of experiences this summer. And as I shift out of it, I look at, wow, it's so interesting. Like sometimes the pall is so thick around you, you can't even see your way out. So if you're having an experience where you're you're having some slumpish times, see what would get you more excited. See what would turn you on. It might surprise you. Your taste might have changed. So it could be that what you thought would turn you on maybe didn't really quite move it enough, you know? So sometimes you have to move it even higher, faster, more, ask for more, be around different people, be around inspirational people, be around people that get things done. You know, I'm personally seeking to connect more in my local community because I've been so global the last few years. And as a result, though, I haven't really spent much time in my local community comparatively. Every day I'm on the phone with all over the country and all over the world, which, you know, the Erica Glessing Show loves being all over the world. So the fact like Rome, Australia, New Zealand, Dubai, like these are the places my show goes every day. And I must say, like, that is awesome for me. But there's also something to be said for having some local community interactions and hanging out with some rock stars where you live. So yeah, you know, reach out to some new people today. So that's my recommendation, is to get out of the slump. See if you can reach out to a couple new people today that you haven't touched base with in a long time. And then see if you can do something phenomenal for your self-care. So could you go swimming for an hour? Or could you get your hair done? Could you, you know, maybe get a new blouse or try on some new shoes or test drive a new car? Do something that really helps you step up and out of that comfort and into something more light, more fun, more joyful, more of what we came here to experience. And, you know, there's a lot of vulnerability when you say, I'm in a slump. You know, there's a lot of like, oh my gosh, we're supposed to be on fire all the time. But there are days and times when things just don't flow that easily, and see if you can expand your energy bigger, ask for more, and then try on some new things. And that's your Spirit Sunday with Erica Glessing. Thank you so much for coming.